This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street, Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, Michael, quite a number of things to get through today, particularly with the Buy Douglas, Build Douglas campaign that we're very much, all of us are very much behind. Douglas business owners can get some free face-to-face professional workforce advice and also tune in online as well. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, that's right. So what the Douglas Economic Recovery Group have done is they've organised with HR Dynamics to help our local businesses get back on track with the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. So they're doing various different topics on webinars, and they're also doing face-to-face sessions at the Port Douglas Community Hall every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to midday. So if you've got any questions at all about any of your HR or any of the business type of issues with COVID-19, perfect opportunity to get down there and have a speak to the staff at HR Dynamics to get some answers.
That is a great idea. Now, look, the Aged Care Centre, it's been a long time coming. The Goobity Aged Care Centre is located, beautiful location, isn't it, Michael? And what's the latest with that?
Well, we're expected it to launch in August this year, which is absolutely fantastic. If you pop onto the council website, you'll see some of the magnificent photos. A couple of our media guys had an opportunity to have a walk through there, and they've taken some photos so you can see what it's like. Perfect areas, lots of natural light. There's indoor and outdoor verandas so people can sit outside even during the wet season. And the Salvation Army is finalising the furniture and the artwork at the moment, so it's really starting to take place. The trees and the plants are all in, and we're very excited because Council's invested heavily into this project, including securing more than $500,000 in funding for enabling the infrastructure, and we also waived about $250,000 worth of infrastructure fees. So it's been a big project. We're really looking forward to it opening in August.
Yes, and of course our senior sets, we love them. And I mean, this is going to be something special for the Shire, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, you would have seen they were advertising for the staff last week. It's more full-time and part-time jobs that are going to be available in this area. Yeah, and it's going to be a really special centre. And it's really important that our aged people, if they get to a point that they need assistance and they need care, that they've got somewhere to go.
No, we'll follow this with great interest. And, of course, the opening and as it evolves, it'll be fantastic. Okay, now you've got some news on the Bloomfield track.
Yes, the track is open to travellers at Imogen Creek near Cape Tribulation, so it's another reason to cross the Daintree Ferry and explore the Daintree Coast. Don't forget it's free to go across the Daintree Ferry at the moment till the 30th of June, so this is the opportunity. The road barriers at the northern end of the track near Woobadada Creek, that's still blocked off. Motorists will be unable to pass that barrier because of the COVID-19 restrictions at this stage. And of course, the Kreb track remains closed until further notice. But great opportunity to get on the ferry, go across and head up to Cape Tribulation and Cow Bay and say hello to some of the businesses up there.
So free the ferry until the end of June?
That's correct.
Terrific. Okay, now what about George Davis Park, a junior play unit, new plants, off-leash zone, will sort of add a fresh look to it?
Well, that's right. It's had a bit of a refresh. The playground site opens today. It's got a new play unit. There's the off-leash area, as you said, and also they've done the basketball court. There's new plants and landscaping. So that's going to bring it up and make it a nicer place to be as well. And also, don't forget, just across the road from there, we've got the lovely rain trees that now have got over 31,000 lights in them. So at night time from dusk till 10:30, it just lights up that area and just looks absolutely stunning. If you haven't seen it yet, get down there and have a look.
Okay, all right. I guess the only thing, and we say it so often, but we can't say it enough, and that is Buy Douglas, Build Douglas.
That's right. Hashtag do it in Douglas.
Okay. Catch you next week.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.